Tev Namatanti. Krishna Tev Namatanti. July 29, 1969. Chapter 7. Subject, Extinguishing the Forest Fire. Text letter, King Parikshit, after hearing the chastisement of Kaliya, a snake, inquired from Sukhdev Goswami why the snake Kaliya left his beautiful land and what did he do alone so that Rura was so much antagonistic to Kaliya snake. After this inquiry, Sukhdev Goswami informed him that the island known as Nagala is inhabited by the snakes, and Kaliya is one of the chief snake in that island. Garuda, being accustomed to eat snakes, he used to come to this island and kill so many snakes at his will. Some of them he actually ate, but some of them were unnecessarily killed. In this way, all the snake society became so much disturbed that their chief leader, Vasuki, appealed to Lord Brahma for their protection, and Lord Brahma made some arrangement so that the disturbance was not created by Garuda. The arrangement was that each half moon day, all the families of the snake should offer a snake to Garuda. The snake was kept underneath the tree as offering sacrifice to the bird, the carrier of Vishnu, and he was satisfied with that offering and was not disturbing other snakes. But gradually, this Kaliya snake took advantage of it, and he became unnecessarily too much prapta by the volume of his accumulated poison as well as his material power. So he thought, why Garuda should be offered this sacrifice every black moon death? So he himself did not offer any sacrifice. Instead of, he was eating himself the sacrifice offered to Garuda. Lord Garuda, the great devotee carrier of Lord Vishnu, understood that Kaliya was eating himself the sacrifices offered to him. So he immediately became very angry upon him, and in order to kill him, he quickly arrived on the island. When Lord Garuda arrived on the island, Kaliyanag wanted to fight with him, and he faced Garuda with many hooves and equipped with sharp teeth and poison, and facing him, the Kaliyanag attempted to bite Garuda. Thus, Garuda, the son of Dakya, with great anger and with great force, preserving the career of Lord Vishnu, immediately began to splash on the body of the Kaliya by his golden wings with a great strength. Kaliya is also known as Kadru Suta. Thus, Kaliya, the son of Kadru, being attacked by the wings, golden effulgence, immediately fled to the lake known as Kaliya Rath, underneath the Jamuna River, which place was impossible to be approached by Garuda. Thus Kaliya took shelter there. The reason of Kaliya's taking shelter within the water of Jamuna is stated as follows, that sometimes before Garuda went to the island of Kaliya, a snake. Similarly, he also came to Jamuna for catching some fish for its eating purpose. But there was a great yogi known as Sauhari Muni who used to meditate within this water, and he was sympathetic with the fishes therein. Therefore, he asked Garuda not to come there or disturb the fishes. At this order of Sauhari Muni, Garuda, of course, although he was not under anyone's order, being the carrier of Lord Vishnu, but still he did not disobey the order of the great yogi, and instead of eating fish there, he carried one big fish, was the leader of the fishes. After this incident, Sauhari Muni became sorry that one of the leaders of the fish was taken away by Garuda, and thinking of their protection, he practically cursed Garuda in the following words: "Henceforward, from this day, if Garuda comes here to catch fish, then I say with all my strength that he will be immediately out of his life." This cursing by Sauhari Muni of Garuda was only known to Kaliya. As such, Kaliya was confident that Garuda would not be able to come there on account of Sauhari Muni, and he thought it wise to take shelter of the lake within the Jamuna, being afraid of Garuda. Unfortunately, Kaliya's taking shelter under Sauhari Muni was not successful, because he was driven away from that place by Krishna, the master of Garuda. In this connection, it may be noted that Garuda is so powerful and directly related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he was never subjected to anyone's order or cursing. So the cursing by Sauhari Muni or ordering Garuda, who is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, is an offense on the part of Sauhari Muni. And although Garuda did not try to retaliate Sauhari Muni's cursing, still Sauhari Muni was not saved from his offensive act on the personality of a great Vaishnava. Due to this offense to Garuda, the greatest of all the Vaishnava, Sauhari fell down from his yogic process, and afterwards became a householder or a sense enjoyer in the material world. The falling down of Sauhari Muni was supposed to be absorbed in spiritual bliss by meditation. Is an instruction to the offender of Vaishnava. But now coming to the point of Krishna's coming out of the Kaliya lake, was seen by all his friends 女子は、マハラジ・ノンノ、ノーディ・カウス・アン・カフ、ソー・クシナ、in that way coming out of the Kaliya lake from Jamuna, they thought it that they have got again their life. Eventually, when one person gets back his life, naturally becomes too much absorbed in pleasure and joyfulness, as such, all of them began to press Krishna on their chest. That's the faint, a great relief, specifically Mother Yashoda and Rahimi. Right, Maharaj Nanda and other cowherd's men became so much engladdened that they embraced Krishna and began to think that they had achieved the goal of life, etc. Balaram also embraced Krishna and was laughing because he knew what was to happen to Krishna when everyone was so much overwhelmed with anxiety. In this way, all the trees on the bank of the Jamuna, all the cows, all the bulls, all the calves, were all full of pleasure on account of Krishna's appearance there. I mean, inhabitants of Vrindavan immediately came to congratulate Krishna and his family members with their wives, and because Brahmins are considered to be the spiritual master of the society, they also offered their blessings upon Krishna and the family on account of Krishna's release. They also asked Maharaj Nanda to give them some charity on that occasion, and Maharaj Nanda also, being too much pleased on account of Krishna's return, began to give in charity many cows and gold to the Brahmins. While Nanda Maharaj was engaged in giving in charity to the Brahmins, Mother Yashoda simply embraced Krishna and made him sat on his lap and began to shed tears continually. This way, it was almost night, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, including the cows and calves, they were too much tired and began to take rest on the bank of Jamuna. While they were all taking rest in the midnight, there was a great forest fire around them, and it appeared that the fire was progressing to devour all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. While the inhabitants of Vrindavan were feeling the warmth of the fire all around, they immediately took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although you are playing just like an ordinary child of the cowherd's men there, they began to say, "My dear Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, my dear Balaram, the reservoir of all strength, please try to save us from this all-devouring devastation of fire. We have no other shelter than yourself. Otherwise, this devastating fire will all swallow up." The inhabitants of Vrindavan, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, thus prayed to Krishna, saying that they could not take any other shelter except his lotus feet. Lord Krishna, thus being compassionate to his own men, immediately swallowed up the whole fire in the forest, saved them immediately. It was not impossible for Krishna, because he is unlimited. As such, he has unlimited power to do anything he desires to do. Thus, N.C. Bhaktivedanta Bhagavad Krishna, 17th chapter in the matter of extinguishing the devastating forest fire.